Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, hello, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome everybody to the show. We're going to get started in a minute or so. I wanted to mention quickly participating in this exciting new book, Empowered Aging. My chapter is Life's a Balancing Act. Ironically, that's our first guest. We're going to be talking balance. Sharkey Zartman. The book, Empowered Aging. You know, the Olympics are around the corner. The NFL playoffs are coming up. So there's a lot going on, including our big doubleheader today. We're going to be starting off with Rick Douglas. Rick is the president of operations with physical therapy and balance centers. And then Luke Summers, he's the CEO of Power Athlete, Empower Your Performance, the son of my longtime dentist. I'm excited to talk to him. Then it's the Sports Doctors In segment with your emails and upcoming guests. First, let's Rick Douglas, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. How are you?
Great. I'd like to start us right off again. Rick is the orthopedic clinical specialist, physical therapist, president of operations, physical therapy and balance centers, is a PT group that really has arrived. We had one of your therapists, Mary Rochford, on the show, I think, a month or so ago. Rick, give us a little bit of history and background on yourself.
Great. So I'm a physical therapist, as you said. I've been a practicing physical therapist now for about 25 years and started my career in a hospital system and then opened a private practice in 2001. So for about 15 years, I ran a private practice physical therapy center focusing on outpatient orthopedic and spine care. And then I was introduced to physical. And over the course of the last 4 years, first became a physical franchise owner. And in January of last year, my practice merged with the physical home office. So we became the first of the physical parent-owned companies here in Southwest Florida, where I'm located. And at the same time, then I became the president of franchise operations for physical.
Okay, you know, it's interesting. I've been talking to physical therapists and physical therapy groups probably, 25 years, give or take a few weeks. Friends from Athletico and Mark Kaufman, friends from ATI, and physical has really joined the group of some of these big groups in the area of physical therapy. And you got a great title, Rick, where you're talking balance. It's one of the biggest topics on the Sports Doctor, whether you're the best athlete in the world or whether you're somebody's grandma that you want to prevent falls. You know, balance is a big deal. So congratulations on the great title.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. You know, our founder, Jim Abrams, you know, one of the very first things that he identified was an opportunity in physical therapy to really work on, you know, preventing Americans from falling. And that was one of the things he identified as a primary cost driver in healthcare. We all know that is a great risk in our senior population, and it also leads to early morbidity in that population. And so, again, credit Jim Abrams for recognizing the need and really moving us into that balanced world. And it's just grown exponentially from there.
Yes, you know, podiatry, especially sports medicine, the role of the foot, whether we're talking about getting the proper ideal shoe for this individual, 98% of my practice is orthotics. Again, whether I'm putting them in your figure skate and you're doing triple jumps or we're putting them in your grandma's shoes, stability, balance, alignment, And that's why there's always been a great marriage between podiatry, especially podiatry and sports medicine, and the physical therapy world really working together.
Yeah, so in my background in orthopedic manual therapy, interestingly, I listened to your radio show with Mary there in Illinois, and Ben, who you know, I trained under the same program as he did. So I was an orthopedic manual physical therapist. And the patients and clients that I saw traditionally for neck and back pain, you know, we may have overlooked the underlying balance dysfunction with those groups. Yeah, so you know, being able to move into balance care.
Yes, I've been singing the song, the foot bones connected to the leg bones, connected to the back bone, for a long time. Half the females I put orthotics who are active in their shoes, it's their knee problems. And I'm a foot specialist. So the relationship many times between the importance of alignment, and again, the world of physical therapy, Rick, has exploded, and rightfully so, you know, and sports medicine is a big part of it when we're talking about, you know, preventing injuries, enhancing performance, dealing with injuries, that's a big part of physical's world, isn't it?
It really is, and I really do appreciate the collaboration with all of the other professionals so that we can meet the needs of our patients and clients, whether that be
podiatrists. That's why I sent you Sand Dune, Rick.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, that's why, and again, training the foot and ankle, my mentor and good friend Bob Guida, who was, again, talking deep, soft tissue therapy, was seeing the best athletes in the world in the 70s, and it's great appreciation for deep and massage therapy in that whole area, in the area of healing, but including strengthening the foot and ankle was something a guy used to talk about, Rick, that I want these athletes to train their feet like a piano player's, he would say Von Kleiburn's hands, for those who remember the great Von Kleiburn. So 40 years later, I called Guide. I said, guess what? Here it is. Simulating walking and moving in the sand in that whole area, again, to not replace everything. It's just a unique addition, you know, to the world of, heck, I got slides of John McEnroe balancing on mini trams from the 70s, Rick.
Yeah, but we've taken that same concept, and now we apply the vestibular and visual training, vestibular ocular training, to those that, you know, can be a very high-level athlete that hasn't had that dysfunction identified. And physical and great not only for preventing falls in elderly, we've also found that, you know, athletes across the country are gravitating towards our services to be able to fully train and improve their performance as well.
Yes, I think the hand-eye coordination, anybody who even thinks of a sport knows how key and important that is. And again, the whole idea of proprioception. I've called it for years, Rick, instability training, which was, you know, creating instability and demand the body from the feet up, core, all extremities, to stabilize. Everybody listening to the sports doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Zip over to radio shows. You can go back 10 years and see some of the international guests, authors, teachers, doctors, therapists that we've had on. Listen to what you'd like. Go over to newspaper articles and read articles on everything from if your son or daughter is specializing to the concerns of concussions to all aspects. And one of my most popular articles is Women in High Heels, Preventing the Challenge. We're talking with Rick Douglas. He's the president of operations, Physical. That's FYZICAL is the spelling, right, Rick?
Yeah, so spelled different because we are different. And
there
it's pronounced
go,
physical.
What's,
yes, pronounced physical,
website?
Just like physical.
What's the website people could find out about your groups?
Sure. So we have a website, a parent website, www.physical.com. So that's FYZICAL. And there you'll find all of our locations. You can enter your zip code, and it'll pull up our closest locations. We are primarily a franchise organization, so our facilities are independently owned and operated by both physical therapists, some audiologists, as well as otolaryngology centers all across the country, 36 states.
Yes, it's a great combination of factors. And again, I'm sure you work closely with podiatry, whatever location that you're in. And the idea, again, of being able to access information and the addition of the various aspects. We talk a lot of holistic medicine, Rick, on the Sports Doctor. We talk a lot of Eastern and Western combination, again, including acupuncture, paying huge attention to nutrition. Wellness, of course, is one of the key words. You know, and medicine 25, 30 years ago, I don't know if they knew how to spell wellness, whether it had one L or two L.
Very true. I mean, the vision of physical is part of the vision is to change people's lives through health, wellness, and lifelong vitality. And obviously that includes, you know, holistic care, all aspects. So we try to really coordinate with all of the different medical professionals, including and especially podiatry and otolaryngology and other things that, you know, might be missed in their traditional physical therapy
setting. Now, otolaryngology, you're talking about, what, ENT, ear, nose, throat?
Yes, traditionally, ear, nose, and throat doctors is how they're, you know, ENT is the common designation. But these professionals work with all types of patients, and adding the balance component to those offices has really been a great benefit, not only for those group practices, but also for their patients and clients.
Oh, yes, the medical doctors, Rick, I have to thank you again for being a big part of the educational team, all you guys in physical therapy, kinesiotherapy for decades. I've worked with you guys and general medicine, learning the incredible importance of exercise and rehab and the fact that in many instances, again, when you're talking balance, vestibular balance, and you're thinking about it, your ears are key, that whole system is key. Again, whether you're the quickest kid looking to really become a great athlete, or you are somebody who, as we get a little bit older, is more and more challenged regarding, you guys pay any attention to the mental side, Rick?
So, you know, one of the interesting parts that I've learned a lot about in the last couple of years is the correlation between hearing loss and early on cognitive disorder and dementia. And having that coordination with the ENTs and being able to now assess our patients and clients for hearing loss, that cognitive side really comes into play. So, again, it's all part of taking care of the whole patient and not just focusing on the injury or dysfunction that they come to us for.
You know, I think it's a big point you mentioned, too, the franchise side of things. One of my sponsors, Hammer and Nails, men's grooming, and the whole idea of a professional being involved in owning their own thing along with what their specialty might be, in this case, pedicures, foot care, hand and nail care. The fact that you have a physical therapist who can be part of a large organization like physical, yet can be a co-owner of their own facility. Isn't that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. In fact, our owners, they independently own their practices still, our franchise owners. And, you know, as the president of operations, I really enjoy the opportunity to help them grow and build their businesses into real profitable enterprises and teach them the business processes that Jim Abrams has taught me.
So you trained with Ben?
I did train with Ben. He was one of my instructors early on in my career. I did my Doctor of Physical Therapy degree and then completed a fellowship with Ola Grimsby Institute.
Good. Tell him to get a hold of me. We'll get him on the show. I remember.
Absolutely.
It's funny. I don't know if we've ever crossed paths, although we've seen each other's patients probably for 100 years. He got very involved early in needling. Another aspect of what some of the therapists are doing is, which has been another successful addition in the area of physical therapy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You know, the dry needling is really something that's up and coming, and we're really seeing physical therapists across the country be able to address, you know, muscular dysfunction in a way that hadn't previously been done. So, you know, Chicago is certainly an area where there are some great physical therapists that have been able to incorporate that into their practices.
Yeah, and again, that whole aspect of how do you find the school cooperation now that you guys have exploded onto the scene? And where's your practice in South Florida?
So yes, the physical home office is in Bonita Springs, Florida, on the southwest coast, and that's where my original private practice was. The original physical was actually in Sarasota, and they're still part of the franchise sales organization is in Sarasota. So we're here on the southwest coast.
I see. Are the owners physical therapists?
The original founder of Physical was not a physical therapist. He was actually what we would call a serial entrepreneur, a very experienced and successful businessman who found an opportunity and a need and started Physical. And many of the original shareholders were physical therapists and also a doctor of otolaryngology, Dr. Dan Deems. So there's a good combination there.
Yes, and the in the world of athletic trainers and schools, high schools, colleges, many times are involved in some way, shape, or form. Is Physical involved on that end? I'm sure you are.
So part of my, as president of operations, we have housed an educational programming, both orthopedic, balance, pelvic health and wellness, as well as the business education side of our franchise group. We coordinate with schools throughout the country and take their students into our centers as interns during the course of their postgraduate education. And through that, we've also been able to, expand and grow.
Great. I'll tell you, add it to your curriculum, Rick, which is the role of the foot in sport. I'll write
Absolutely.
It out for you. When we're talking about all of the aspects, it's still so ignored in many, many ways where we're talking sometimes about the effect, again, on the rest of the body. And health and wellness, like you're talking about, lifestyle, is a great area because, again, physical therapy, and I would really recommend you guys, my upcoming book, Rick, is called Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Co-authoring with a Hall of Fame volleyball player and radio host, Sharky Zartman. And one of the things that we really, really talk about in these kids who specialize earlier and earlier, I really like to get them under the tutelage of physical therapists in order for them to be able to strengthen properly and try to stay away from some of these repetitive. We'd all love these kids to play multiple sports, but my 10-year-old figure skaters, they're not interested in another sport.
Yeah. I've got a 14-year-old who's a ballerina and an 18-year-old who plays lacrosse, and trying to get them to diversify a bit is a challenge, and it's something that
parents
are faced with. Yeah.
Yeah. Get them both on the sand dune when you're talking.
I will, absolutely.
You're talking about your kids?
Yeah, so those are my two.
Okay. Hey, parenting the child athlete is a huge topic on the sports, Dr. Rick. Again, both on the physical side, where I really, really count on people like yourself at various levels, or the mental side, which I feature a lot, the burnout, the pressure, and all of these other sides of parenting the serious child athlete, and all these other aspects. So give me the website one more time, Rick.
It's www.physical.com. F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L.
Rick Douglas, again, physical therapy and balance centers. Hold on quick, Rick. Thanks so much for joining me. Everybody, we'll be right back. Sports Doctor.
AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How? AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement and space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit athleteintelligence.com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities. for franchise locations and area representative licenses, backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based, and its recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818-657-7181.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can listen to a lot of past radio shows. You go back 10 years, check out some topics, go over the newspaper articles. Some great stuff, very informative. sportsdoctorradio.com. Want to welcome Luke Summers to the show. Luke is the son
Dr.
of my
Bob.
Friend, the dentist. For the past, I don't know, 30-something years, Dr. Randy Summers. He's the COO of Power Athlete. Empower your performance. They're a worldwide strength and conditioning company. Hey, Luke, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Great to have you. Let's jump right in. Give me a little bit, I call it my who, what question. Give me a little bit of your background about who you are and what you're doing.
Sure. I grew up out in the Chicagoland area, currently in Austin, Texas, where Power Athlete's headquartered, but played sports growing up as a kid, everything I could get my hands on. Primary sport was football. So learned how to use my body and my head as a weapon pretty well, a little bit of recklessness, kind of that wild nature, and got into high school football and found weightlifting and training and I guess that became a hobby of mine after high school. I couldn't play college football. I ended up having a neck injury, suffered from hypolordosis of the cervical spine, and it didn't bode well with contact sports. Graduated from college with a degree in math and computer science, got a corporate gig that wasn't for me, but spent 5 years there at a corporate environment, cubicle, pushing pencils, and then found coaching, strength coaching. Through a CrossFit gym. And that led me through a series of certifications and introduced me to now the guy I work with out here, John Wellborn, who's the CEO of Power Athlete and who I helped get this Power Athlete thing off the ground. So,
yeah, John's an ex-NFL player, right? He was in the National Football League.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And the
10-year NFL Eagles, Chiefs, and Patriots. He likes to say he's on one of the best offensive lines at the Chiefs. You know, they had a heck of a backfield there with Priest Holmes and a couple of the other guys. You know, he was up there with Willie Rofe and some Hall of Famers. So he's been a great mentor in terms of my strength coach journey and currently the guy that I do day-to-day with out here in Austin, Texas.
Yes. Well, here's the pearl for you, Luke, from the Sports Doctor. And that is you really want to be strengthening those feet and ankles. I don't care what the sport or the athlete's age is. And you want to work a lot of balance and stability. And it's exciting to see when I spoke to your dad, he said, hey, this is what Luke is doing. He's really involved in the whole educational side of the sports performance. You know, whether you're the best athlete in the country or you're just someone who's looking to stay in shape. And it's called Power Athlete, right?
That's correct, Power Athlete.
And the area, again, of the only two things, and we talk about it a lot on the Sports Dr. Luke, that anybody cares about, whether you're a coach, whether you're a parent, whether you're the great athlete yourself, the two things that they care about is, one, can I prevent injuries? And two, can I enhance performance?
Exactly.
A step or two quicker and various levels. Tell us a little bit about, do you guys have a facility? Are you all online stuff?
So we have a facility out here in Austin, Texas. We just built out 4,000 square feet. We were in the brick-and-mortar gym business from when I jumped on in 2011 to 2013. And then we scaled that out online because the majority of our time was spent traveling around the world, like you said, educating, whether it was what I like to call micro gym owners, you know, personal trainers or sports performance coaches out of big box gyms, or sport coaches and strength and conditioning coaches with professional or amateur organizations. So we just didn't have enough time to pump into the brick and mortar gym to build a solid client base. So we pulled out of there and then, yeah, we went online and offered our products there because every time we would leave one of our seminars, folks would be like, hey, can you just send me the programming? You know, I don't want to have to think about it. And that ended up being where we pivoted our business from the in-person to more online education and online program delivery.
Yeah, that's what I told your dad. I said, I'll write him the whole thing for the foot ankle. Get these guys moving.
There you go. It's where the rubber meets the road.
Yes. My latest sponsor, Luke, which is the Sand Dune Stepper. Been with me for months. We were just talking to the physical therapist, Rick Douglas, about that. Simulating training and strengthening in the sand. It's just incredibly unique. You got to check that out as far as some of the different things that you guys are doing in that regard. You have you have different programs, different levels. You're educating in school. Do you find the kids like the – where'd you go to high school? Did you go to Naperville North?
Naperville Central, Red Hawk.
Hi, hey, you know – hey, that's right, with you, with the great athletic trainer, Bill Hughes.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Bill, one of the great Santa Clauses. But
that's exactly
so
right.
So many great athletes over the years from Naperville Central, let alone Parker, the great girls basketball player. So you ended up out in Texas. Tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you guys feature with Power Athletes.
Absolutely. You know, we like to say that when it comes to these things, especially young athletes are mystified with these muscles for show. You know, they want to look good. But we like to say that we focus on the muscles for go. Like you said, we're a company that is dedicated to empowering performance. So we take a performance-based look. We put that lens on when we develop our programming. And the biggest thing that we battle it with when dealing, especially with our young athletes and even some of our accomplished collegiate athletes, is the misappropriation of training. They want to train players.
Keep that in mind, Luke. We're going to be back. We're going to be back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, live from Chicago, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. By the way, I get a lot of guests from Twitter. We've got like 34,000 Twitter followers from all over the world. We publish great sports medicine, health, and wellness information on Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, if you want to follow us. We're back with Luke Summers. Luke's the COO, power athlete in Texas, but worldwide online training systems. What are some of the products and stuff you guys recommend as part of your training when you're doing these home programs?
Dr. Bob, so we have a variety, and I was just talking a little bit about the misappropriation of training, right? So it's really evaluating the athlete, their life cycle, where they're at in their training journey, right? Because you don't take someone who's just getting started their first 1, 2, 3 years in training and put them on a program that an NFL player would follow who's been training for decades, right? Or an Olympian. You got to earn your keep in that sense. So we offer some products that are performance-based, you know, namely Bedrock, aptly named, because it's about building a foundation of strength. And when people hear that, they think of like, oh, how much weight can I put on the bar? But it's a little more than that. It's about...
When you say foundation of strength, you say foundation of strength, I'm talking about your foot and lower leg mechanics.
Absolutely. Dr. Bob, I know that's... It is truly the foundation, right? Because that's our basis support for a lot of weight training. Whether you're doing some barbell lifts, you're doing dumbbell curls, your basis support is typically.
Now you came out of the CrossFit world.
You came out of the CrossFit world,
which is a extremely popular dynamic program. Any of us who've watched the CrossFit champions on television. I've worked with some of the best women in the world over the years, and I would watch and say to myself, I didn't realize these gals could do this.
Absolutely.
Guys also. CrossFit has a lot of solid foundation to it, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, the tricky thing is if I've had the good fortune of working with thousands of CrossFit coaches, and some of them are worth their weight, and some just are early on in their journey. And, you know, we talk about limiting factors as a coach. It's never out of any sort of desire to do anything wrong. It's just they don't have the experience or the knowledge. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes ego gets in the way. But what CrossFit has done for the training industry has been, you know, unmatched in my lifetime.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
35 years young, but...
Yeah, I won't mention too much the overkill with some of these specific training programs. There's been a lot of overkill concern with some of those. What are the ages that you guys are targeting with power athletes?
We have something for everybody. And, you know, we look at that chronological age, how many years you've been on the planet. We take that with a grain of salt because what we really are focused on is training age, right? So a lot of the coaches that we work with, that we educate, are looking to get into the youth sports market. So that would be, you know, just in general, probably that 14 to 18 year quad. So we work with a lot of high school athletes and then collegiate as well.
I'll tell you where they really need you.
Where they need us.
In junior high.
Absolutely.
Yes, one of my poster boys, you remember him probably growing up in Illinois, Evan Lysacek, who was the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist. I can't believe it's 8 years since that happened. Mm-hmm. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. And there's a lot of these young gymnasts, dancers, figure skaters, soccer and tennis players who are junior high school age, adolescents.
Oh, absolutely. That's where it's paramount because that is, I mean, the tissue modeling opportunity and just coordinative abilities that we can instill in a kid to improve their overall athletic performance, like that is prime picking for developing movement and getting out and moving through space. And, you know, when you you tap a power athlete next to some other training systems and fitness systems, a lot of that stuff is done in a doorway. It's just you get your heart rate up, you get sweaty, you get in good shape. And I think that if you adopt that with a young athlete, you're really doing them a disservice, because we need to get them to move through all three planes of motion, that sagittal, frontal, and transverse plane. And we need them to squat, step, lunge, jump, produce force, reduce force. And there's tactics to all of this. And absolutely, that starts in junior high as well.
Oh, for sure. You know, we used to call it cat training. Anybody who's owned a cat, you want to be able to come down soft, change direction well. And it's all about stability. And if you're born with flat feet, or if you're born with bow legs or knocked knees or high arches, et cetera, mm-hmm. then many times we see inherent problems. Now, when we're talking about programs like yours, you're talking about kids. Many times I ask a couple of questions. One, which is, you know, how's your sports psychology skills?
Right.
You know? And
right.
Yeah, 'cause you talk, and what's your involvement with the parents of some of these kids that you're working with? How does that factor in?
I mean, it factors in huge. we're in the good fortune of, like I said, we've pivoted, scaled our company, so we're predominantly online. So the folks who sniff us out through that avenue, those parents are looking for help. Whereas in that brick and mortar instance, you know, we have some local kids around here that are looking to work with us. There is an interview process with the parents, and if we feel like they're going to be intrusive on the training, or that they're forcing their kid to come in, we'll punt them. We'll say, you know, that we're not for you. And we have that luxury, like I said, because we have a different platform for delivering our information, not just the brick and mortar.
Oh, I think, you know, online is so convenient and relevant in mm-hmm. so many different areas. One of my past guests, Rob Andrews, Institute of Sports Performance. I think he's in Houston. Do you know those guys?
You know, it doesn't ring a bell, Dr. Bob.
Yeah, they work with all the Olympic gold medalists and the girls' gymnastics, mental coaching. You know, and that whole area, again, it's a big topic on the sports doc too, again, which is, you know, parenting the child athlete. How often are you doing with some of these different programs? So you're dealing with somebody who wants to be fit. You pay a lot of attention to nutrition, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a key component. What's your female-male ratio? Are you guys kind of like 50-50?
No, we're like 75% male followers, but we do have some females. You know, if you poke around the power athlete sites and social sites, you'll see we're kind of an edgy, in-your-face, kind of punk rock mentality. And honestly, it takes a special type of gal to really dig into it.
That's cool.
You know? But
what's
once
your
you
website
get,
again?
Once you get,
what's your
powerathletehq.com.
Power, written out, powerathletehq.com?
That's correct.
Okay. You got to hook me up with John Wellborn. We'll have him as a guest sometime
Absolutely.
In the future. I put half the Super Bowl Bears in orthotics. Am I dating myself?
No, not at all.
You know? Jim McMahon, man. Walter Payton.
A legend.
You know, the challenges. He's got to be all excited, you guys. You got the NFL, everything's going on. Hey, the Patriots, Eagles, he's two out of four.
Yeah, yeah.
We won't ask him who he's rooting for.
He'll tell you he's a fan of the players, not the teams.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely a diplomatic answer in that regard. So, again, in all different levels with Power Athlete, you guys are interested in some of these kids. You still have an emphasis on football in your world?
We strip away the specialist and we go in a general approach of just enhancing athleticism. If you look through that lens, Dr. Bob, you can make a firm stand and a firm statement that athletes train like athletes. And then, you know, there is a degree of specialization as you approach the sport, but we kind of hand that off to the sport coach. Our philosophy
Good
is
idea.
We're going to get you a bigger,
Good
stronger,
idea.
Faster,
right,
more
hey,
stable
Luke.
Athlete.
Yeah, Luke, thanks so much for joining me. Luke Summers.
You're welcome, Dr. Bob.
Power athlete. PowerAthleteHQ.com, right, Luke?
That's it. You're correct, sir.
All right, hold on one quick second. Luke Summers, thanks so much. We're going to be right back with the Sports Doctors in. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouth Guard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouth Guard is a smart mouth guard. It gathers and transmits impact data and its effect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector Mouth Guard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouth guard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthGuard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart mouth guard. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist of the Sports Doctors In segment. Again, go to my website, everybody, sportsdoctorradio.com. You'll read information about the upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, how that's going this spring. That book is going to be out. It's going to really be something I'm very excited about. You also could listen to past radio shows. You could see past guests. Go back 10 years with fantastic guests from around the world, topics that are endless, sports medicine, health, wellness, fitness in all different areas. And again, the Twitter, at SportDoc, DOC Radio. I get a lot of guests from Twitter. We've got 34,000 followers on Twitter. And we publish a lot of great information a few times a day. Check us out. Next week, one of my favorite orthopedic surgeons from Pittsburgh, New Jersey, Dr. Sean McMillan, will be coming back on the Sports Doctor, and so will physical therapist, women's post and pre-birth specialist, TED Talk, Marianne Ryan, will have a return visit. And then the next following week, David Johnson, prominent dumbbell club owner, will be joining me. And again, a return visit, author of one of the best books, Becoming a True Champion, Kirk Mango, will have a return visit. So some great guests coming up over the next couple of weeks. My email is drrweil. SPORTSDOCTOR at yahoo.com. So we'd be glad to hear from you and catch you for some emails. Terry writes, he says, my 12-year-old son's a very active soccer player. He plays on traveling teams. He's had heel problems on and off for a couple of years. Terry, the growth center on the back of the heel
is very active in young children and very susceptible to stress, jumping, running. And when we add cleats to the equation, it's a real aggravating force. There's a title for this. It's called Severs, S-E-V-E-R-S syndrome. The great news is even long-term problems, custom orthotics solve the problem, where we're looking to control abnormal pronation or flat foot or other foot imbalances in order to be able to solve that problem. Initially, if it's new, we want to get a diagnosis. We might want to back off running, jumping activities, put some pads in the shoes, but we become suspicious with soccer because, again, even at 5, 6, 7 years old, all soccer shoes almost always have cleats. Get them into some multi-nub shoes and get to podiatry and check it out. And, again, be optimistic that proper treatment in orthotics is going to solve your son's long-term reoccurring problems. Kathy says my 14-year-old daughter has been a cross-country runner a couple of years in junior high and high school, and she's had problems with her shins, so-called shin splints. You know, Kathy, shin splints are not a medical term. Shin splints are a general term, very popular one, of almost any kind of discomfort in the lower leg, usually the front inner side of the lower leg. It could be a stress fracture. They're not common, but it's possible. It could be a muscle inflammation or tendonitis. So you really want to be able to get a proper diagnosis. When shin problems are persistent, and they can be common in the beginning of the season when the ground is hard, or maybe she's not used to running so much, she's increasing the intensity, all of a sudden we start overusing those muscles. When it's persistent, we look to the foot. The pronated or flat-type foot is famous for overstraining the part of the lower leg muscles that slow the ball of the foot down, like you'd hear somebody almost foot-slapping when they're running, as that muscle gets abused. Orthotics can be extremely helpful in solving that problem when combined with strengthening of the foot, lower leg, and shin muscles. Like our physical therapists were talking about today, where we'd be using rubber bands, other kinds of treatments. Often, Kathy, we have to back off from intensity, but you really want to have them look at her foot mechanics. Ironically, the high arch foot, for opposite reasons, can be an aggravator of these muscles, as well as the overpronated or flat foot. So everything from what the best shoe for her, what her level is, what the history is, get that diagnosis. And again, usually between physical therapy and orthotics, shin splints can be easily handled. Rarely is it a real, consistent, serious problem like a compartment syndrome where we've just got so much stress in that area that something else has to be done. Steve says, You mentioned instability training. We talk about imbalance training. We talk about creating imbalance. Imagine standing on one foot, balancing on a mini trampoline. One of the things I love about the sand dune stepper is it creates all sorts of sand-like imbalance challenges for our feet, legs, and ankles. And those are the kinds of things we're looking to mimic when we're talking about instability training. Bob Guide used to have these athletes walking on rollable balance beams and working on their balance and stability. And again, whether you're the best athlete in the country or their grandmother, balance training is a big deal. That's why the title of the article in the book of Empowered Aging, you can find on Amazon, my chapter called Life is a Balancing Act. Hey, everybody. I'll catch you next week. I want to thank our supporters, listeners. It's the Sports Doctor live on BBS. See you next week. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet.
Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.